Well, hi and good morning, it's Mac, it's McCaughan here in Audio Boo, and it's Saturday 24th of November, and I am through in Portobello, just the other side of Edinburgh, on the seaside. Come through with my wife for an event, one of our daughter's events, and it's been a beautiful morning and is still absolutely gorgeous. We drove over the hills rather than take the motorway, and the scenes that we saw over the river, four of the bridges out to Inchcolm Island, up the Fife Coast, it was absolutely stunning. Even the red-bottomed tankers sitting way up out of the water, unladen, made such a picturesque scene. If I hadn't been driving, I'd have been able to stop and take some really nice photographs. But we're through here for the day, and the sun is climbing ever so slowly above the skyline, the house lines, the tree lines, the roof lines. Oh my goodness, I need my tea. I haven't had tea or a bite to eat yet since we left the house this morning. And I think we're going to have bacon rolls. So I'll keep you updated how the day goes. It's just going to be a day of leisure and helping out at the fair. Not that I need to help too much, but it's really nice being back to Portobello once again. I haven't been through here for about 3 years. And to think we used to come through here on a regular basis, just myself and my wife, to walk along the prom. It's a beautiful walk right along, about a couple of miles. Sandy beaches and the sea. It's a lovely, lovely place. And don't know why we haven't been through before, but yeah, spurned on by the fair today, and this looks like it's going to be gorgeous. Well, we are now doing the tour of the charity shops along here in Portobello Main Street. It's actually surprising for the small size of the town just how many charity shops it does have, and we both like going in there. There's always bargains. About half an hour ago, my wife made fresh bacon sandwiches in the kitchen of the hall the event is on. They gave us permission to use the big kitchen, and she made fresh bacon sandwiches. Wonderful, wonderful, feel fantastic. I only had two, mind you, and a Kit Kat and a hot cup of tea. Feel fantastic now. It's still nice, and we'll do the shops, and then we'll probably do the seafront. Well, it's 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon here at Portobello, and I am currently drying the dishes because we have just had large bowls of lovely hot soup, tomato and tomato for my wife and daughter, and oxtail. It was an oxtail day for me. It's that kind of frosty day, and so while they are blethering in the next wee room, I am drying the dishes and cleaning the sink up. Obviously, the way you got it, but I think I'm leaving it better than the way I got it, but no matter, it's good to have the use of the facilities, as they say. It's a great hall, it's a lovely place to be, a lovely venue, this Portobello Town Hall. The stage draped in the Christmas red drapes with a Christmas tree and the big spotlight highlighting the whole place. It's absolutely gorgeous. The event has been full, really, really busy since 10 o'clock, and considering that the public were normally allowed until 11 o'clock, but there were so many wanting to come in that my daughter and her fiancé decided to let them in. Safe from losing them, and it's been going that way all day up to now. I guess it's going to be a really good day for the buyers. It's also going to be a very good day for my daughter, for her event, another successful event. I'm sure she'll book it for next year again. Anyway, so as I said, I just had soup and I've dried up, and oh, I see a Snickers before me and it's looking at me. Yes. That may not last a day. Anyway, that's what's happening, and I'll get down the seafront now. I think we're going to be walk, and I'll try and update from there. So, best got all my things to do. be dark by 4 o'clock, so and packing up at 4 o'clock, so we're running out of time already. It's hard to believe how quickly the day goes in, but enjoying ourselves so far. It's been great fun. Well, I've come down to the seafront at Portobello now. It's greyed over, but it's extremely calm. I mean, the Forth here, which is pretty, quite a number of miles wide, is extremely calm. The tiniest of waves crashing onto the beach. It's cold, but it's lovely and dry. And we've had a walk right along the prom and back. And there's a lovely wee pub along here. And I'm going to pop in. And I'll get my wife a nice big cappuccino. And I'll have also, not a cappuccino, they sell real ales. So that's what I'll be having. Something nice. But it really is. It's been a really nice day. The fair has went well. And we've enjoyed ourselves. And we certainly enjoyed that fresh air walk. It's amazing the number of people, even though it is grey and cold, that are down on the beach with their kids, with their dogs. And such a lovely, peaceful scene. Lovely to see so many people down here. If you ever get a chance to come down to Portobello, it really is. And that's a fantastic beach, by the way. It was renovated many yeah. years ago. Yeah. They brought in millions of tons of sand from out in the deep, transformed the beach completely. So we're just about approaching the pub. My wife is obviously desperate because she's raced ahead. She's almost at the door now looking at me to see if I'm there to take her in for her wee treat. So it's been really nice. I've enjoyed this. Feel healthy. Probably fall asleep in the big chair about 7 o'clock the night when we go home. Pub we're going into is called the Espy, E-S-P-Y, just at the bottom of Bath Street. Well, it's gone 4 o'clock now, and it's the end of the fair event. Just beginning to try and coax the exhibitors to pack up their stalls, their tables, get ready to leave. It's already getting quite dark here, it's amazing. There you go, four bells on the town. We've had a great day. We were in the Espy Bar down at the bottom of Bath Street on the prom, and what a lovely place. Someone has taken it over and turned it into a fantastic eatery and drinkery. Must admit, I'm well impressed with it. I had a pint of lovely real ale in a tankard, a glass tankard that weighed half a hundredweight. And my wife had a lovely cappuccino. Very nice service, very polite. Don't even take your money until you're leaving. And so it's been a great day, and the fair has went well. My daughter's well happy with the turnout, and it's been great. So we'll be heading home just shortly. We'll give them a hand to pack up everything, the advertising and the tables. Then we'll be heading home. So a great day. Thoroughly enjoyed the time through here at Portobello again. It's a lovely wee place. And the walk along the prom was a bonus in that beautiful calm still there. So, bye for now from Portobello.